Task 2, Exercise for Practice 5, Questions 6 to 10. You will hear 5 short conversations or monologues. For each question 6 to 10, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation or monologue twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 6 to 10. You will now hear the speakers. 6.
Hotel Blue Sky, what can I do for you?
Hello. Yes, I'd like to change my reservation, please. I'd like to stay 5 nights instead of 3. Will that be possible?
Can I have your name, sir?
Yes, it's Malcolm Trace.
Could you spell your surname, please?
Yes, T-R-A-Y-S.
Okay, Mr. Trace, your reservation has been changed. See you next week.
Now listen again. 6.
Hotel Blue Sky, what can I do for you?
Hello. Yes, I'd like to change my reservation, please. I'd like to stay 5 nights instead of 3. Will that be possible?
Can I have your name, sir?
Yes, it's Malcolm Trace.
Could you spell your surname, please?
Yes, T-R-A-Y-S.
Okay, Mr. Trace, your reservation has been changed. See you next week.
7. So, Karen, did you buy those shoes you wanted?
Not really. I went to Macy's to buy them, but they were 250 pounds. Can you imagine that? 250 pounds for a pair of shoes?
It does sound expensive.
So I went to Westgate and found a similar shoe for 70 pounds, another pair for just 60 pounds, so I bought them both.
And now you've got 2 new pairs of shoes.
I know. That's great, isn't it?
Now listen again. 7. So, Karen, did you buy those shoes you wanted?
Not really. I went to Macy's to buy them, but they were 250 pounds. Can you imagine that? 250 pounds for a pair of shoes?
It does sound expensive.
So I went to Westgate and found a similar shoe for 70 pounds, another pair for just 60 pounds, so I bought them both.
And now you've got 2 new pairs of shoes.
I know. That's great, isn't it?
8.
Hi, Danny. Where are you going?
I'm off to the mountains for the weekend. George is having a birthday party in the mountain resort.
He's having a 2-day party?
No, just Saturday evening. But we're all going to spend the weekend there. He has a house near the resort.
Well, he must have a big house if you're all going to sleep there.
I am, but not all of us. Some will stay at the resort and some will stay at the nearby guest house.
Oh, okay. Well, have fun then. See you on Monday.
Bye.
Now listen again. 8.
Hi, Danny. Where are you going?
I'm off to the mountains for the weekend. George is having a birthday party in the mountain resort.
He's having a 2-day party?
No. Just Saturday evening, but we're all going to spend the weekend there. He has a house near the resort.
Well, he must have a big house if you're all going to sleep there.
I am, but not all of us. Some will stay at the resort and some will stay at the nearby guest house.
Oh, okay. Well, have fun then. See you on Monday.
Bye.
9.
Hi, Greg. What's wrong? You look really sad.
I really want to buy that new mobile phone everyone is talking about, but I don't have enough money.
Well, why don't you come and work with me in my father's shop during the summer? He has a small shop near the coast. I'm sure you'll make enough money and we can have fun swimming and sunbathing when we don't work.
That sounds great. I get to go to the seaside and make money.
Now listen again. 9.
Hi, Greg. What's wrong? You look really sad.
I really want to buy that new mobile phone everyone is talking about, but I don't have enough money.
Well, why don't you come and work with me in my father's shop during the summer? He has a small shop near the coast. I'm sure you'll make enough money and we can have fun swimming and sunbathing when we don't work.
That sounds great. I get to go to the seaside and make money.
10.
Oh no, the teacher is going to be angry with me. I don't have my math homework with me.
Why is that?
Well, I did my homework right after lunch yesterday, and I wrote the book report for English and answered those questions for history and packed them in my bag. You know, I'm not good at numbers, so I waited for my older brother to come home and help me. He came late in the evening, and by the time we finished, I was too tired to pack the books in my bag, and this morning I completely forgot about it and left it on my desk.
Oh, I'm sure the teacher will understand.
I hope so.
Now listen again. 10.
Oh no, the teacher is going to be angry with me. I don't have my math homework with me.
Why is that?
Well, I did my homework right after lunch yesterday, and I wrote the book report for English and answered those questions for history and packed them in my bag. You know, I'm not good at numbers, so I waited for my older brother to come home and help me. He came late in the evening, and by the time we finished, I was too tired to pack the books in my bag, and this morning I completely forgot about it and left it on my desk.
Oh, I'm sure the teacher will understand.
I hope so.